This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
An important company for all Australians, I think, is BHP Billiton. Well, as you're aware, right now, BHP Billiton is under some pressure from Elliott Associates, a big US activist fund manager, that is seeking to have BHP abandon its dual listing structure between Australia and the UK, and also, at the same time, to try and hive off some assets, in particular its petroleum assets. Well, the interesting side is, since 2001, when it merged with the South African miner Billiton, BHP, previously the big Australian, has been known as BHP Billiton. Well, now the management has decided, with a major rebranding, that the name BHP should come back. And in fact, the words "think big" should be the campaign. So BHP is back in town. Let's go to Jeff Healy, who was the Chief External Affairs Officer at BHP, to try and understand why. Jeff, why has the company done this?
Ross, a couple of reasons. So on the broader campaign, it's just so important to us to talk direct to our communities. Success for us really does depend upon having great relationships with our communities. And by that, I mean not just the local towns we work so closely with, but the whole of the Australian community. It is core to what we do, and our success depends upon it. So we've decided to go out and talk directly to the Australian community and to indicate what it is that we're trying to do to contribute to make Australia a better place to live in and work in. And you mentioned as well the dropping of the Billiton name. That really just reflects a natural evolution of what people know us by. They know us as BHP, and also to reflect the great heritage of this company. We're Broken Hill born. You mentioned Think Big, and seven Australians thought big when they dreamt BHP up 130 years ago.
Okay, so does this really mean that the company is focusing back more on its Australian operations, more on its Australian shareholders? Because we certainly know that the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, who has control of the Foreign Investment Review Board, has certainly said that any foreign approach, any attempt to try and take BHP out of Australia, will be rebuffed by this current government. And he cites, obviously, previous examples where BHP has again been protected from foreign intervention. Is that really a part of the thinking in regards to BHP focusing or refocusing back on Australia?
Well, it's the first time that we've done something like this since the Bill Hunter ads over 30 years ago. And at that time, BHP was starting to become international, and we wanted to remind people at that time that we were very Australian. Now we've become international. We want to remind people that it all started here, and we're proud of where it began and the roots that we laid here and the great operations we have here and the relationships we have with all the people that help make this company successful. And we know if we get close to those people and closer, and we listen more, and we do what's required to ensure we have the highest levels of trust with those community groups, we'll do even better. You referred to Elliott. We are certainly not doing this because of Elliott. We strongly agree with the Treasurer's position, and this company will never leave Australia.
How long has this rebranding exercise been in train, Jeff?
It's been in train directly for about 18 months. So we had a look at all of our relationships very carefully about 18 months ago, and we were a little shocked to find that while people recognised BHP, they didn't know a lot about what it was that we contributed. And we're a good company. We're not perfect. But as I said at the beginning, part of this exercise is telling people more about who we are and what we do. But I'd say also it goes back a long, long time. We've recognised as a company you can't operate doing what we do unless you have excellent relationships with the communities with whom we work. And so this is another step along the way, but directly from about 18 months ago.
It Tell you what, Jeff Healy, good to have you on the program, the Chief External Affairs Officer at BHP. As I say, a total rebranding, there is no doubt about that. Jeff, they're also mentioning Elliott Associates, which is urging change, which has been rebuffed already by the Federal Treasurer. But as I say, for many Australians, I think it's always been known as BHP, regardless of the bulletin that came along. And bear in mind that some of those assets were also hived off into a separate company, South 32, anyway. Not all of them, but some of them. So it is just an interesting rebranding. Be interesting to get your views on that as well, if you're a shareholder or an employee, whatever it might be.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.